Ki savoy el ha'aretz ha'she Hashem elokecha noisei lach. Ki vishtav yashavta ba atu ha'yoresh Eretz Yisrael. Mi omar ta asilo alai melech kuchal ha'goyim ha'she svivo isa. You should say, I want to make a melech, I want to appoint a melech like all the nations around me. So im tosim alecha melech, there's a mitzvah esi v'deraisa to appoint a melech, asher yivcha Hashem elokecha boy, k'erev achercha tosim alecha melech, v'chud. The Torah introduces the mitzvah of minoy ha-melech to the mitzvah esi, so im tosim alecha melech. But there's a hakdomah to so im tosim alecha melech. The Omar to Osim alai melech, kuchol agoyim ashe svivo yisai. So the Ramban, he, Adas Rabbi Seinu, he mitzvahs esei, she yichai vo yisonu loy ma'akein acha yirusha v'yeshiva. It's a mitzvahs esei, not only to appoint the melech, but to come and say, "Ki mitzvah sheyavoy lifnei hakohenim, alavim velashoifet, v'yomer lehem ritzoneinu shenosim aleinu melech." It's a hakdomah, and the hakdomah is you have to come and say, "We want to appoint a melech." Says the Ramban, "Lefi das Rabbi Seinu." The Omar to Osim alai Melech is itself a mitzvah esser, and then Soim to Osim alecha Melech. What were Mitzvahim Biyu? If there's a mitzvah esser to appoint a Melech, no, and Soim to Osim alecha Melech, you make a Melech. Why is there a special mitzvah esser that the Am should come beforehand and ask to make a Melech? And then, so you toss him alecha melech. So you should say, when you have a melech, after Shiva's heart, then there's a mitzvah. Bezdin, Sanhedrin, the Shoifet, should appoint a melech. Agav Rosh Shiva asked that we could take attendance, so somebody could take a piece of paper and pass it around, and everybody write their name who's here. So Geder of Melmarta Osimo Alai Melech. Why do we have to have this Hakdoma Osimo Alai Melech before we can appoint the mitzvah of Soim Tosim Alecha Melech? We're going to make a Melech anyway. Teretz is in Posuk state, Ki Lashem Amlucha Umoy Shel Bagoyim. We find a lot of places, two Lashoynes, Melech and Moishel. Malchuscha, Malchuscha Leilomim, Mem Shaltecha Bechol Doivode. Dr. Gon, the Malbim, other Mephoshim, that the difference between a Melech and a Moishel is what we would say in English, a king or a dictator. A Moshe is a mensch who runs the country, and Bal Kochach from the Am, whether they like it or not, he's in charge, he's running the country. The Etzin Koyach of government is called Moshe. A Melech is Miyuchad, that the Am wanted this mensch to be the Melech, or the Moshe. Melech is Miloshen Nimlach, that the Oilem want, they decide, and not when this person takes over, he runs it Bal Kochay of the Am. So in the Apostle Ki Lashem Amlucha, Moshe Bagoyim, Mephoshim and Mevayer, the Baiklal Yisrael, the Rebbein Shem is a Melech. Ki Lashem Amlucha, by the Goyim, is a Moshe. Harei, when he came to Maimed Har Sinai, the Kodesh Baruch Hu went to the Goyim and asked them if they want Torah. And they all refused the Torah. Asked Maksivba, and they didn't like what they saw. By Klal Yisrael, it's in Nasim and Nishma. Umimele, Kil Hashem Amluchas, by Klal Yisrael. Oh, but it doesn't matter if the Goyim don't want the Kodesh Baruch to be the Melech, or do want him to be the Melech, or Moishel by Goyim, the Rebbeinu Shel runs the world. Malchuscha, Malchus Kol Eilamim. In all the Eilama Yisrael Yoinim, the Mekabel Malchusai Beratzain, the Rebbeinu Shel is Malchus, is Malchus. But Bechol Dar Vadar, in this world, when generations come and go, Bechol Dar Vadar is this world. It depends. There's some doyers that are mekabel malchus, some doyers are not mekabel malchus. It doesn't matter. Memshaltecha bechol dor v'dor. The Rebbeinu Shem is moishel here in this world as well. The Torah wants us to appoint a melech, not a moishel. Soim tosim alecha melech. A melech. Melech has to be beratzon ha'am. First, before we have a melech, it has to be that the Am come and say, Osim Olai Melech. We want to make a melech. If there won't be that, and Sanhedrin will appoint somebody to run the country, you'll be a Moshe, it won't be a melech. And the mitzvah is, Soim Tosim Alecho, melech. Malchus is Davke Benotzer. Be'etzem, when we were mekabel malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we said Nase v'nishma, at that point in Maimed Har Sinai, inside was, see there was a Kabbalah's malchus actually before, but we're talking about Maimed Har Sinai right now, we see something very interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael to want the Torah, they said Nase v'nishma. And then afterwards, when it came to Shas Ma'isa, and he was megalit to Klal Yisrael, if you're mekabel the Torah is mutav, and if not, shom teikvur aschem. The Rebbeinu Shlom forced Klal Yisrael to be mekabel Torah. The Nechoyer, it's an alter Shaila. Chazal already asked the Shaila. There's a theory here. Klal Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma. What do you need? Kof aleim, har kigigis. There come a kama tirutzim to this Shaila from Chazal, from the Rishonim. The Maral has an interesting mahalach. Maral says, what's the pshat? Kof aleim harki gigish, shom teikur aschem. It doesn't have to mean bech reach that the mountain actually came on top of them, and Ikeilu was about to drop the mountain on top of them. Genzain, yeah, it was also literally it happened. But there's a yesod here. The concept of kof aleim harki gigish is the important nekuda here. So the Maharal, the by Maimed Har Sinai, it states in the pasuk, "Atah Reisol Adas Ki Hashem Hu Hu Elokim." Ein Noid Milavado. We were shown by Maimed Har Sinai that there's only Hakadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzim. The whole world exists only Machmas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And what's real, what's Muchach, is Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem Yisbarach made the Bria. The Hashem Yisbarach is the Shoresh of the Bria. And the whole Bria is Tali on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atah Horeis Aladas, you were shown that. Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Poseach Kol Hoel Yoyni V'Kol HaTachtoyni. By Maimed Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael saw the Shoresh Ruchni of the whole world. They saw all the Gashmi of the world. Oilam HaTachtoyni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them,
Ein Oid Milavado, the ganze Welt steht,
Hach the Baruch Shalom.
World is Kayim on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Oid Milavado. There's nothing Mucha. Of course, Yesh Oid Milavado, the world is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's Mucha? True Mitzvah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Once we've shown that, says the Maral, there's no bechira. It's mukhra. You mukhra have to take you to be mekabel Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is the rules of the world. The Torah is the kiyum ha'olam.
We were shown HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kiyum ha'olam.
And Torah is the kiyum of the tanai for kiyum ha'olam. If we're mekabel the Torah, we're mekayim the Torah. So if you're not mekayim the Torah, not mekabel the Torah, shom take vuraschem, you can't survive.
Bishah, the Medrash says Bishah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, said Anoichi,
he froze the whole bria. Nothing moved. A cow stopped wagging its tail. Birds stopped flying in the sky. In mid-flight, everything was frozen. What we saw, the chush, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's it. There's nothing else. That's what the Tzius is all about.
This is the Maral. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this?
Because if Kabbalah HaTorah would have just come because we said Nase V'Nishma,
wow, that was a lucky thing that Kabbalah HaTorah said Nase V'Nishma.
Torah is Buchrach.
Torah is Buchrach, Meseder. But Lamayis, at the end of the day,
If there's going to be Torah in the world or not going to be Torah in the world, it all depends whether Klal Yisrael are going to accept the Torah.
And that's no good.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be clear that Torah is not because we voluntarily decided that it's a good thing to have Torah, and we came along and out of the goodness of our hearts when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael, finally, none of the goyim accepted Torah, but we said, Nase V'Nishma, phew, Baruch Hashem, we have Kiyum Ha'olam, the world can carry on.
No.
Bereshis, Bara Elohim, Bereshis, Bishvil HaTorah, Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Torah, for Klal Yisrael to be mekabel the Torah. And that has to be. It's not totally on our Bechiris. The Eibishter created the world, and the world has to have Torah, has to have a Klal Yisrael, and has to have Torah. Right from the Aleph of Bria, Bereshis, has to be Torah.
If the Eibishter gave us Torah, Kaf Aleim HaKegigis, in an oifen which showed us the Hechreach of Torah. Shom Teikuraschem.
The whole Metzius is Kabbalah HaTorah, Hashem Hu Elokim Einod Milavado.
Even more,
if the whole Kabbalah HaTorah would have just been Nase V'Nishma, then the Klal Yisrael decided they don't want Torah, Chas V'Shalom. And HaPesha also HaPesha Hitya.
And the whole mechuyavus of Torah is because of Nase V'Nishma.
Now I've got a big yetzara, it's too schwer.
Mechoyse from Nase V'Nishma.
Can't be like that.
The Maral, the Kabbalah HaTorah had to be in an oifen which was muchach, we were mekabel the Torah.
The sugya in Shabbos about Moedar Rabba L'Araisa, which probably people are thinking, no, Moedar Rabba L'Araisa, the Torah says, Kof Aleim HaGigigis produced Moedar Rabba L'Araisa. That's not our sugya. It needs a beer in the Fidus Maral, but it needs a beer. The Gvaltiga beer in the Maral. Oh, but that's not our sugya now.
No, if this Kof Aleim HaGigigis,
then why at the end of the day did there have to be Nase V'Nishma?
What do we need the whole Nase V'Nishma business for? Our HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew he's going to come and be Machriach as to be Mekabel Torah. So why come in the beginning and ask we want Torah? And Klal Yisrael said Nasev and Nishma, and all the godless of Nasev and Nishma, and all the Shevach of Nasev and Nishma. Medrash says that when we said the Gemara brings it, when we said Nasev and Nishma, came two Malachim to each Yid and gave him two Ksarim. Good, very nice. After there's going to be a kofar aleim hakigigi, it's the hechreach of Kabbalah Satoya. In the Torah, Nasev Nishma becomes irrelevant. Teretz is. But on the one hand, we have to see there's the Hechreach. Over the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be a Melech and not a Moshe. If there would only have been the Kof Aleim HaKigigis, then the Pshat is the Rabbanu Shlomo would be a Moshe. And that isn't the Yesod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be a Melech. Adoin Oilam Hashem Malach b'terem kol yitzim ivra. The Eibishter had the midah malchus before anything was created. What's the nafkimin in the Bria? Leis nasa b'chevtza koil. But now when he made everything, what's the difference? As I melech shmoy nikra, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to be nikra melech. It's our tafkin, the Yisada Yisudis is to come and be moylech Hashem, to be Kori Hashem Melech, to be Maki Hashem's Melech, not Moshe, Melech. But he goes, let's take it another step. If the whole Yisod would be Moshe, the Rebbe Shem is going to force everybody, force, there's just Kof Alei Maki Gigis and nothing else, a Gilui of the Hechreach, then there's no Bechir. Like Kof Alei Maki Gigis, there's no Bechir. How many we know that God has created the world in order to give schar, and that we should be boicher, we should earn the schar. Are if God has just created the world to give schar without bechirim, we don't need to be zoicher to it. So then, why create the whole business loylem hazeh? Create a mensch in loylem abo, nenim iziv ashchina. What do we have to get all complicated? We made 6,000 years of Olam Hazeh with the Yetzahara, with Bechira, with Efshanis and Efshayeh and Efshanisht. Elamai, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to be Boichem B'Tov, to be kind in the Schar. Then it should be a free gift. And therefore, also from the Ikarim of Bria is Bechira. Right from the very beginning of Bria's Adam, Adam Arishan, in Gan Eden, there he is, there's a Nachash, comes to set him into, put him into a Nisayan, and there's Bechira, and the tragedy is he was Boicher the wrong way. Our Bechira is also from the Yisodra of the Bria. So they heard these two ideas about Tzem Sphira. There's a Hechreach. You have to have Echreach, but on the other hand, you have Bechir. So the two things in Maimon Asin, they came together. First, Bechir, Nasev and Ishma. You want the Torah or not? Nasev and Ishma, Ribbono Shel Olam, we want. But B'Sofo Shel Davar, we have to realize the Be'etzem Torah is Mukhav. You can't continue living without Torah. Shomteik v'raschem. We're not mekabel Torah, shomteik v'raschem. And the gilui of Maimed HaSinai was a gilui which forced us to be mekabel Torah. The emissa is, at the end of the day, even in Kof Aleim HaKigigis there was Bechira. Dainu, Kof Aleim HaKigigis. And if you're mekabel, it's mutav. And you do have the Bechira to say no, except what? Shomteik v'raschem. The gilui there was so clear. Now what's the two sides of Bechira? Gewaltig, Toiv, Toiv Amiti, or Misa Mamish?
And that is the truth that all the Bechira is like that. Rei anoichi noisein lachem lefnecheu ayoim sabrocha v'saklola umbrocha is chayim umbrocha is misa be'etzem achayim v'amodis nosati lefnechem ubachalto b'chayim. Every Bechira we have and every Nisayon we have be'etzem achet is misa. But it doesn't seem so clear to us. Kodesh Baruch Hu hides it over. It's not so poshut. If it would be clear to us, Amoch is singing and learning and steiging. And then, let's say as a Nisayon like other Rishon Kodesh Machet. What is that? A Yetzahara mi bachutz. The Nachash comes to him. Pirish, his Chavrusa wants to start Shmuzim. Or somebody else comes over to this Gmaltiger Chavrusa, steiging away. What's the schmooze? Be'etzem, that guy, is the Nachash. The Chovis Albavis, says that the Satan has a lot of chayolim, a lot of soldiers, a lot of people who come and do the Satan's work. Any koyach of ra mipachutz, any hisos to an avera mipachutz, be'etzem, came from the Satan. Now, if that bacha who's coming over to Shmuz, who would come along and would say, good morning, I represent the Satan. I'm here to give you Gehinnom and destroy your neshamas and bring you Tumah and Misa. So how was whatever he wants to switch Shmuz about last night? Perhaps it would be even better if he would produce an identity card. Good morning, I'm from the Chevra of the Satan. I represent the Satan. Sutton and Co. And I would like to ask you a few questions. Get out of here. And sometimes the Sutton's chayel, the Sutton soldier, is your chavrusin. And guess what? When your chavrusin is steiging and you want to have a schmooze, then you become the Sutton's soldier. But if that would be the Nisyonos, if it would be clear to us, and this is all the Satan, this is Mavis, that half a minute, there wouldn't be a Nisyon. So it's all hidden away. By Maimed Asinai, the Rebbeinu Shalom showed us, Shomtei Kuraschem, what's the Mutav, Baldik, or Shomtei Kuraschem? Death. You're finished. You can't survive. So that, even though there is the Etzim Bechira, it's not the Bechira we're talking about. But beforehand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, and before he showed that to Klal Yisrael, you want the Torah? The Goyim could say, Maksivba, and Klal Yisrael said, Nasa Venushma, Torah, Sashem, Egvada, that's what we're all created for, that's what the world's all about. Bereshis, Vishil Yisrael, Bereshis, Vishil HaTorah, Nasa Venushma, oh, like a Malach, a Malach who realizes, how can he say Nasa Venishra? Because the Malach is created to do that Shlichus which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him. Be'etzem, what do we see over here? That on the one hand, there's the Hechreach, the Emes, the Gilui of Emes, and the Hechreach. And on the other hand, there's Bechira. If there would only be the Echreach, there wouldn't be Bechira, and the Bechira would be a Moshe. The Bechira wants to be a Melech. A Melech is Mechayev Bechira. A Melech is Davke Baratza. The Bechira was Bechira. Shmoy Nikra Melech, not Moshe. That's what we say by Meiriv. O Malchusai Baratza in Kiblo Aleyah. We go back before Maimed Asina. We go back to Kriyas Yam Suf. O Malchusai Beratzon Kiblo Aleihem. By Kriyas Yam Suf, there's Gewaltig Giluim. The Koyach of Hashem. It wasn't quite Kof Aleihem HaKigigis, it was Kimat Kof Aleihem HaKigigis. Rosh Shivcha Bayam. A Shivcha, a Pashtun,
Meidel saw in the Giluyim of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Nisei Nisim in Kriyas Yamsuf, more than Yecheskel Ben Buzi saw, Kali Mechayav, and Yecheskel Ben Buzi is the one who's Megalet Asbais and Merkava. The whole Gili of how Hashem Yisbach relates to the world. Tifa in Yonim, which we're not even allowed to learn unless you're on a Madrega, and then you can only, a Rebbe can give it over to you. Beremes, well, the Yonim Maisa Merkava. And a Shivcha was not Bale Kresa, Chas and Poski, and she didn't have to be 40 years old, it didn't have to be a Megan Midaita, the Chula. On Kriyas Yamsuf, she saw more of the Maisa Merkava. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the whole world upside down, makes Kriyas Yamsuf, destroys the Mitzvah, Gewaldig a Midas Adin, a Midah Keneged Midah, every Mitzvah got exactly what his Madrega was, whether he was a Kash, whether he was an Eben, whether he was a Koferes. Different levels of Yisurim that the Mitzvah had by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Eivish just showed he knows everything. Batas l'choshen k'ayoyim azeh k'yezivu k'yadato k'yezidu aleim, we say in Shabbos. You showed k'yadato k'yezidu aleim exactly what their kavonas were. This gevelech harasha, he went up and down and up and down and up and down like a kash. This mitzvah was such a gevelech harasha, it was a rasha stamp. He was k'evin. And the other mitzvah was also a Rasha, but less of a Rasha. He was Koiferes, Bamaim, sunk straight down. Everyone was different. And at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Klal Yisrael into a matzav of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. Kriyas Yamsuf for the Yidden was Mamash Shleimus in Olam Hazeh. At the same time, Midas Adin and Midas HaChesed, Pachad Mamash. Is every Yid pointed? Zeh Keili. Every Yid saw it. Malchusoi Berotzoi Kiblu Aleh. Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Lecha Anu Shira, Besimcha Rabba, Vomru Chulam. And they all saw, and they all said, Micha Boicha Ba'elim Hashem. Is there any Kayak like Hashem? His power comes from his Kedusha. Kedusha is separate from any physicality. The power of Hashem Yisbarach comes from the opposite of what we understand power in this world. The most dense material in this world is lead. Oferes. L'choru, that's koyach. No, the Eivishter took these adirim, the Mitzrische captains and chevre the Balei Koyach, Koferes Bamai, sunk straight into the water. Their Koyach was garnished. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koyach was Bicha Moicha Nedo Bakoidesh, from the fact that he has no Shaykhus to any type of physicality. The Hepech HaGoma of Koferes Bamai. His power, Nedon, is a power, Adirus, comes from the fact that he's Kodesh. Noiro Sehilos, we can't even understand it. It's Yorui Biloina Sehilos, a pachad to say. Oise Fele, Klia Tsuno. Malchuscha, Ro'u Banecha, Bokeh Ayam Lifnei Moshe. We saw the Malchus of Hashem. The control that Hashem Yisbarach has in the Bria. You think this is a yam? You think it's a raging yam? This, in 1 second, could become 12 beautiful tunnels in the water. Everything shleimus in this world. And you think it's 12 beautiful tunnels, and it's dry land, and it's beautiful, and it's gewaldig, where the Mitzri goes in there, his destruction. Chamishim makis l'chol ha'pochus al hayam gehin b'ay alma mamish, all the Yisur and everything at the same time. Malchuscha ro'u banecha bokeh hayam lifnei Moshe. We saw the Malchus. Zekeli ani. Everyone saw. Zekeini. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Koch of Hashem. If HaKochach, we saw Malchus. No, but it was also Baratzim. V'abru Hashem Yivleich Leilam Vahed. Why? Because it was Kabbalah's Malchus and not Memshah. And that's why we say in Shachris, say something very interesting. Shiro Chadosho, Shibchu Geulim, Al Sfas Hayom. Shibchu Geulim, Reshimcha Al Sfas Hayom. Yachad Kulam, Hoidu, Hoidu means to admit, Hoido. Vimlichu, and they were Mamlech Hashem. One second. If you're going to be Mamlech Hashem, what do you need the Hodu for? Yachad Kulam, Vimlichu. They all were Mamlech Hashem. What's the Hoidu? Why'd it have to be Moideh? Because on the one hand, we saw the Echreach of Malchus. And on the other hand, it was Malchus and not Memshala. The Klal Yisrael were Mamlech. And we see Nochazach. When it comes to be Mamlech Hashem, it's Davke B'Simcha Rabo. Why? Because Kabbalah's Malchus has to be Baratzen, Besimcha. And wherever we find Kabbalah's Malchus, we find these two Musogim, the Echreach of Malchus, Malchus Hashem Yisbarach, the Echreach of Malchus, and the Ratzen of Malchus. In the Gewaltige Mizmoirim, which we say, Kabbalah Shabbos, which all these are the Mizmoirim here, are all about the Malchus Hashem. Hashem Malach! Hashem Yisrael shows his Malchus! Nasi Lavoi! What's the result? Togel Haaretz! Yismuchui Rabbi! Meredig Asimche! When HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his Malchus, with chatzoitzos, with trumpets, and with a kol shofar, bisameach here hariu is a truah. Oh, but the mefarsh there is simcha. A kol truah could be a kol of simcha. Hariu lifnei amelech Hashem, because it's malchus, it's not memshala, it's besimcha, it's baratzim, it's gewaldig. And the Nekuda goes a bissel tiefer. For there to be an emissar Kabbalah's Malchus, if it wouldn't be Baratzin, if it would only be the Echreach, if it would only be the Kof Aleim Arkegigis, if it would only be the Malchus Harov on Echo, Upakocheinu, we have to be Moide, Hoidu, Hashem Yisrael's Melech. I have no choice. What's going on inside the heart? I be'etzim don't want it. I'm forced into it. I don't really want it. And if I don't really want Torah, I don't really want to be mekayim mitzvosav. It's just I realize I have no choice. Pachad, yira, oimish, gehinim, shomtei kvuraschim. Then the Kabbalah is not a shamanistic Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah nu bal kochi. But it's not a shamanistic Kabbalah. When the Kabbalah is beratzen, when it's not menshala, but it's melech, when it's besimcha, when we want it, there's a difference. Then it's a Kabbalah beramachei vorev eshesal gidim. It's a Kabbalah's Malchus. It's a Korah. I want to be your Eved Hashem Yisbarach. You know, the Be'etzim, I have no choice. I was born a frum Jew. I'd like to do all the Narishkeit that the Goyim do. I'm jealous of them. They can get away with all sorts of things which we can't do. So what can I do? I decided to be a frum Jew. What can I do? I wear a white shirt, wear a black yarmulke. I can't go to certain places that I'd like to be. And Kal Vachomer, if I enroll in the yeshiva like Torah's Moshe, and I want to stay here, so I can't go to these places. I'd really like to go, and I'm jealous of all these people who can go. And that's not a real Kabbalah's Malchus. Behechreach! It's not a real Kabbalah's Malchus. Mitzat Sheni, if it would only be Baratzen, then how emesik is the Malchus? Oh, that's because I decide to be a Frum Jew. I decide to keep Torah. I want to be a Ben Torah. Don't really, you don't have to, no. Is it Bukhar? Is it Emes? Amita? No, it's just, I decided that this is my religion. So there are two sides to the Kabbalah's Malchus Shalai. There's the Echreya, the Emes, but it has to be also Baratzen. Or there's the Baratzen, the Nasa Benishma, and there has to be the Kof Alem HaTizidis. Now, Rachayim HaKodesh has a Meridik of Chat, which now you'll understand what he's saying. Meridik of Chat in Krishma. And if you don't understand this, without this Hakdama, you'll never understand properly what he means. The Kasha, which all the Mepharshim deal with. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why does it say Hashem the second time? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad. But Hashem, no, come on. We know we're talking about Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's the second time we say Hashem? So the Arachayim HaKadosh, there are lots of terutzim, lots of biurim. Of the Arachayim HaKadosh, I'm married to the child. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. We would be Mekabel Hashem for our Melech, even if it wouldn't be Mukhrach. We want Hashem Yisparach to be Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu. Grade Hashem Echad. It happens to be that there is no choice because there's Hashem Echad. And like we said, the whole world's Kayim and Hashem. Hoya hoive v'yiye umahave hakoil. And in Krishma one's mechuyev to be mechavin to that idea. The Shem kichsi vasoi. Is the whole world is Kayim on the metzias of Hashem. Hashem echot. Say it. That's Buchach. Aber zokna rachayim HaKodesh. If it would only say Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Echad. It would mean we have no choice. Hashem Echad. There's only one source of everything. What can I do? Zokta Nein Klal Yisrael says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. I want Hashem Yisrael to be Elokeinu. I would want him even if there wouldn't be Echad. Even if there would be more than one Hashem. I would make Hashem Elokeinu. What's the biur? The biur is what we're saying. On the one hand, there has to be the Bechira, and on the other hand, there's the Hechreach. Ungrade, when we chaza over, for some reason, I've said this, kama v'kama pomim, people think that there's a din to be masmich krishma to shmonesu. And as quickly as you can get through emes v'yatziv, then that's odin. Let me tell you, our boys, it's a big mistake. The din is we masmich geula to tefillah. Baruch atah Hashem go'al Yisrael to Shmoneh Esrei. Emes v'yatziv is the whole hakdama to Shmoneh Esrei. Emes v'yatziv is when we chaza over the yesodos ha'emunah, which we said in Krishma. Emes v'yatziv and emes v'emunah by night is when we mekabel the Yisoidus meets in our language. Shema Yisrael, we tell you what the Torah says, and now we chazer it over. And what do we say in the morning? 16 Lashonos of Kabbalah. There are 4 Lashonos, 8 Lashonos which go one way, and 8 Lashonos which go the other way. What we just said, all the Yisoidus of Krishma, is Eves, the Yatziv, Stark, the Nochoy, the Kayom, the Yosha, the Neman, all these Lashonos go in pairs actually. Give you what to think about. The Yosha, the Neman, straight, pure logic, Muchach, 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 Muchach. Ba'ahuv, V'chaviv. It's beautiful. I love it. V'nechmad, V'noim. It's Gishmak. V'noira, V'adir. Pachad. Shva Yisrael, Hashem Echod. U'mesukam, U'mekubal. V'toy, V'yafeh. Two sets of Rishonis. Is it Emes V'yatziv? Muchrach? Yosha Neman? Or is it because it's Geshmak, it's Nechbad, it's Ohuv, it's Chaviv, it's Nechbad, it's Noim, Mesukam, Mekubal, Toi V'yofer? Teretz is, it's two Yosha'inus. Mitzidi, I'm Boicher, but I'm also Makir, it's Emes V'yatziv and Muchrach. Nase v'nishma, kof aleim hakidim. Be'etzim, the same yesoid you can find in Torah itself. Rabbi Bekatzer, Perk Shlishi of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam brings that there is a madrega of Keser Torah. In Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam tells us the basic yesoidus halachas a person's mechuyev to learn in all his spare time. And then, all the pratim of Talmud Torah comes from Perek Shlishi. Bishloisha ksarin nichtu Yisrael. There are three ksarin. Keser Torah is munach va'oymeidu mucham lekol Yisrael. Keser Malchus, Keser Kuhuna, that's gone. Keser Malchus is only based on it. Keser Kuhuna is Bnei Aaron, but Keser Torah is Munach ve'Oimedu Muchan Kol Yisrael. Shneema Torah Tziva Lonim Roshu Kiles Yaakov. Kol Mi Sheyirtze Yove V'Yitlo. Anybody can have Keser Torah. To make it very simple, let's say that Keser Torah is what we call a Ben Torah, a person who lives alpi his Torah. Not just he learns Torah. But the Torah is the whole tzura of his life, like a keser of the melech represents that the malchus is the tzura of his life, and keser kahuni is that kahuni is the tzura of the kohen's life, all the different things. Keser Torah is the Torah is the tzura of a person's life. Kol mi sheyirtze yove v'yito. Anybody can take it. And Gradon the Rambam says that's the highest level of the highest keser of these three ksarim. Zog the Rambam in Halacha Vav, a very strange halacha. Mi shenesoi liboy lekayim mitzvah zukaroi. A person who volunteers his heart, bricks him up, and he has a hisoyerus to be mekayim mitzvah zukaroi. Veliyos muchta bekeset Torah. Lo yosiach daiten lidvoy machayim v'chule v'chule. He tells us how you have to live in order to get keset Torah. It's interesting. He says, Keser Torah is kiyum mitzvah zukaroi. Be'etzem, Keser Torah is a mitzvah seseh of Talmud Torah. No, if it's a mitzvah seseh, then why isn't everybody mechuyev? Mechuyev! No, not mechuyev. Mechuyev, your mechuyev is what's in paradigm. If you decide, Lamashal, you want Keser Torah, he says, Lo yosi ba libo shikne Torah im ha'oishiv akovet ka'achas. If you decide you want to be a rich man, and that's what is important to you in life, and you also want to learn, you also want to have keser Torah, he says, if you'll ever think this mashava, you'll never be zoicha to keser Torah. Keser Torah is the whole tzura of my life. No, and this is kiyum mitzvah zukaroi. So why isn't everybody mechuyev? Can't be, Rabbi Yisrael. Because on the one hand, it's true, there's a kof aleim hakegigis, it's mitzvah zukaroi. Oh, but there has to be the bechir. It has to be. If we're talking about a mensch who, Torah is the ganze mensch, then it has to come mi bifnim. It has to come that he wants it with his own heart. And it can't be that it's bal kochoi, you have to have keser Torah. Because Bal Kochoi Keser Torah, the heart won't be there. It won't be with the ganzkeit of the mensch. Uvechein. These yesoides,
of Kabbalas Malchus. Rosh Hashanah ki Yadua. Zarakodesh Baruch Hu is Bare Malchusoi. We change our Chasime in Aser Simei Tshuva from Hakel HaKodesh to HaMelech HaKodesh. Rashi says because he shows his Malchus for Zeh that is Yoshet to Mishpat. It's Rosh Hashanah, whether we like it, whether we don't like it, the Rosh Hashanah is going to be done. And every one of us, every person in this Bria, will be Oyve Lefono Kibnei Moroi. And the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Koveya, what Tavshinai in Zion is going to look like, for Kol Yochid VeYochid. Mi Yichye V'chule, Mi Yisashe, Mi Yishole, V'chule V'chule, both sides of the coin. And by every one of us, it's al pi mitzvahs and averus. Whether we like it, we don't like it. What's the eitzah? Imre lefonei malchus kedei shetam lichuni aleich. Be mekabel malchus. Yes, on the one hand, there's the hechreach. Rosh Hashanah is the hechreach. Oh, but that doesn't mean to say it has to be bar kochoch. Punkt verkehrt. Hariu lifnei amelech Hashem. From the Iki Yesoides of Tkiah Shofar, is Enochanami the Pachad of Shofar, Vechule Vechule? There's also the Simcha of Shofar. There's Trua Meloshen Shvira and Trua Meloshen Simcha. How the two things go together? They're not a steer in Malchus Hashem. Yodua, that the Gaon held that one mustn't cry on Rosh Hashanah. When you stayed by Tkiah Shofar, the Gaon was Besimcha Atzuma, the Tkiah Shofar. Tkiah Shofar is the Shas Hadin. Enoch Anami Meidoch Gisa, the Arizal said that if a person doesn't cry on Rosh Hashanah, then the Arizal didn't say that. Arizal said that when a person cries on Rosh Hashanah, Me'atzmoy, not he pushes himself to cry. So he decides, but suddenly he comes and wells up from within himself that he just cries. But not that he tried to make himself cry. He said, that's the Sha'as Adin. That's when the mensch is only. I heard once from a Grace Yid, says, and if a person doesn't cry in Rosh Hashanah, why does a person doesn't cry in Rosh Hashanah? Don't think it's a sin he's not legal. He says to me, Ma? No bochim be Rosh Hashanah. Ubeheime! Kachu amali. Beheime! The person's neshama is so rochig from the ruchnius that the din didn't make him cry. And the idach kisa the Gaon says, one mustn't cry. What, is it a steer? Ken Zayn. Gaon has a lot of times the chodik on the Ari. Is a machloikis, pastira, is a machloikis, or is the pshat that the God say you shouldn't push yourself to cry, you should be besimcha, but when those wells up within a mensch and he cries b'meila, so that's that he didn't try to make himself. Ched vas Hashem hi mozchem. That's what Ezra told Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. The simcha of Hashem is your power. What's the pshat? The simcha of Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom's melech. With the Simcha, Shira Chadosha, Baratzain, Gvaldik, we want HaKadosh Baruch to be the Melech, B'Sameach V'Simcha, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. That's your Koyach, he mows. The Achone, which is still about 4 weeks to go, 3.5 weeks. And this is an El. This will be Mischazig, the Simcha of Malchus. In the Ratzin of Malchus. To come on Rosh Hashanah, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'etzim, I want you to be the Melech. It's Beratzin, it's not Balkochi. It's not because what can I do? Rosh Hashanah, okay? Yom Adin, I have no prayer. The famous Rosh Hashanah of El, Ani le doidi. And then doidi li. Ay, Gavaldik. Ani le doidi. Avo, Chibo. A Yedid, and it starts Anila Doidi. Maybe we would prefer it to say Doidi leave Aniloi. It doesn't start like that. Anila Doidi, when a Yid shows in El,
these moisif in his avoida, besimche. And then he comes into Rosh Hashanah. Who is the shofet on Rosh Hashanah? Oh, I know you. I know who the judge is. It's Doidi, my close friend. I'm not saying chas v'shalom, there's a shoichat, there's no shoichat. Oh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done. Amen, she comes, ani ledoidi nik, is a real Kabbalas Malchus, amen, she wants mitzvahs, wants Torah, wants Avodas Hashem. That's the greatest chus that a mensch can go into Rosh Hashanah.